Gavin McGrath on ABC Ballarat and ABC Southwest Victoria.
Now, this is an invitation I received to an art exhibition that's happening in Ballarat over the course of October. I'll just read this. The world's a bit lost, so come and visit an exhibition of map-like topographical paintings by Bianca Brandt. I've seen a few of the pieces and they look really cool. In fact, I've got some in front of me right now. But what's even cooler than that is how these artworks happen in the first place. The best way to learn that is to talk with the artist herself. So Bianca Brandt is in the studio here with me right now. Good morning.
Hi, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
You're most welcome. And you've brought in some of your pieces as well. And they do look like very colourful maps, or at least parts of maps. So perhaps if you can describe what exactly you've done here with these pictures.
So I have some childhood landscapes. I grew up in Meredith. So I tend to revisit these places with my watercolour set and my rolls of paper and paint, and I go out and I sketch what I see. But it's more how it affects my mood and my emotions being in nature, and mm-hmm. helps me sort of rejuvenate, I guess, and recalibrate after kind of a stressful time caring for my son, who's 12, Tom, and he's got profound disabilities.
I think in order to put this into context, we really need to know who Tom is and a little bit about him.
Yeah, so my son Tom was born and he had a stroke at birth, so an ABI stroke, and had a diagnosis of cerebral palsy after that. So he has a manual wheelchair, so he can push himself around, but he's nonverbal and medically fragile, I would say, and mm-hmm. complex care. So at the moment, Tom is at the Very Special Kids Hospice Palliative Care for a week, so I can have a break and be with my exhibition and hopefully sell some more work. Mm-hmm. I sold 11 at the opening paintings, so that
was exciting.
The opening
was on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Lots of friends came from Geelong, Melbourne, all over, Ballarat. Yeah, so it was really successful, and Tom was there and he had a really good time. I think he enjoyed the music more than anything. So these paintings, I guess, are sort of, I call them emotional landscapes rather mm-hmm. than what I'm saying. So I'm looking at something, but they become quite abstract because I sort of try to, sort of almost like a bird in flight. So I'm looking down at the topography, and I know that a lot of those maps are not being bought anymore because people are using Google Maps.
Of course.
So I'm trying to capture something different.
We mentioned that part of the world, and it's a really beautiful part of the world if you haven't been there. It's between Ballarat and Geelong. So you often have a bit of a drop-off where you'd sort of like you'd be go from Ballarat to Geelong and then you stop at that halfway point. Perhaps if you can describe how you would do that.
Yeah, so sort of living recently in Ballarat the last 4 years, so I've split up from Tom's dad, and so halfway is Meredith, so we would meet halfway mm-hmm. at the skate park there, and then Mark would we'd sort of do a handover as you would in hospital with a nurse, sort of what's happening medically and whether he's, you know, been drinking well or eating well. Then the moment Tom goes away with Mark, then I have complete freedom, mm-hmm. big sigh, and then I just take off down the road and find wherever I want to go, whether it's the river, the bush, the rocks. Yeah, and then I just think about things.
And do you sit there with an easel or do you?
No, I just roll out the paper. And sometimes it's windy and rainy and it doesn't really matter. It's just paper. I think I'd be a bit more precious if it was canvas or linen, but paper's quite strong.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
It's good. It takes a lot. Sort of, I use printmaking paper or watercolour paper.
Yeah, and it can get a little bit misty through that part of the world as well. Although that could be inspirational for some of your pieces as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's just lots of things. Like, I've also very interested in the idea of the landscape being like a quilt, mm-hmm. and that's why you can see the little patterns of colour.
In what I read, a couple of questions that you asked, is mm-hmm. art just therapy? How do we respond to hardship and trauma? Does being in nature help us recover and heal? Do you have answers for these questions that you ask?
Well, I've thought about it a lot. I think that nature can repair our broken climate, like planting trees. I think mm-hmm. that's a good... But it also, nature can also repair broken people, I think, and people like me who are a bit frayed at the edges and at risk of breaking, because there is a thing called, what is it called, carer fatigue, I guess.
Yeah.
You can sort of hit a wall. And I think I see the younger mums, even when I was dropping Tom off to Very Special Kids yesterday, and they had a lot more bounce than I currently do. And I think, yeah, it does wear you down after a while. And it's really important for people to go out in nature, I think, because it does have those amazing qualities of making you feel better, and it can be very healing.
Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for talking to me.
Bianca Brandt, artist in residence at The Building during October, and the exhibition is called Nature is My Cathedral, which is nice given that there's a cathedral across the road, and for the whole of October.